the day that Alessandra passed away was November 10th, 2008. And she had just called me from leaving school. They had play practice. It was about 7 o'clock. So it's a 20-minute ride from there. And when it was time for her to be home, I started to get worried. And I called my wife and said, "You need to come home so we can go look for Allie." We got in the car and we went backtracked. As we started to drive down Hudson Avenue, I saw some flashing blue lights. My son was in the back and he was getting nervous when he saw the lights. And I pulled up as close as I could and I get out of the vehicle. My wife was still in there with Stephen. I started to walk towards the roadblock and a sheriff's deputy had stopped me. I said, "I'm looking for my daughter, Alessandra." From that point, I can see my vehicle was facing the wrong way on the other side of the road. And I knew that there was a bad accident, and I knew that Allie was involved, but I didn't know what happened until one of the state troopers walked over to me, and he put his hand on my shoulder, and he said, "I'm sorry, sir, but your daughter has passed away." And that's when I said to him, "What am I going to tell my wife?" And my wife was already out of the car walking towards us, and she heard me say that. I heard her scream. My daughter's cell phone was brought home by the state troopers that evening with her personal belongings, and it was zipped in a pocketbook. That was a rule in the house that you weren't allowed to have that cell phone out while you were driving. And I even tested her a few times. I called her when I knew she was driving, and it went right to the recorder. So she had put it away after she called me, and that's where we found it. Well, at first, I had no idea there was a texting involved. The other girl, she moved to Florida to live with her grandmother, who coincidentally worked in the same Publix that I did at the time. I went to Alyssa's wake, I guess because I'm a Catholic and I was raised to forgive. While I was there, I overheard a few of them talking about Alyssa always was on her cell phone when she was driving. We told her numerous times, "Don't text and drive." And now look, now she's dead. Being an advocate is trying to touch everybody you come in contact with and let them know the dangers of texting and driving. But yet, every time I attend a function, it sets me back because it just brings back everything all at once. It hurts today as much as it did the day it happened. But it's really important. My son is 14 now. I know for sure that he's going to be a real careful driver. After what he's gone through in his life, I just worry about the other people driving.